Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 29th, Monday. 2019, day 210. Today's topic, transformed and be renewed in your mind. Worship God, overcome evil with good. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 79, verses 9 to 13, 2 Chronicles, chapter 24, verse 1 to chapter 25, verse 28, Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 20, verses 8 to 10. Today's main passages, Romans 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Second passage, Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Today's Romans 12, verse 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, was how Jesus revealed to me in 1981 and becomes the most important life-changing experience and a change of course. The change of course is from worshipping many lords of this world to worshipping the Lord of life, Jesus Christ our Lord, to change from wanting to become higher and higher rank in the government of Hong Kong to sacrificing everything to go to the seminary. Life-changing experiences from self-centeredness, stubborn, hardened of heart, easily angry, to willing to sacrifice, listen and obey, and a soft and meek heart. Today's passage reminds me that I have been in this new journey for already 38 years. Looking back these 38 years, have my mind really been renewed and have I really been transformed to be more like Christ? My answer is no. Or not yet. Maybe not yet. Why? Because lots of time my old self comes out again. To overcome evil by good is not so easy. Lots of time I could hardly pass those examinations of whether I am still being controlled by me, power, money, fame, anger, anxiety, wow, so many things. So that I cannot worship God, but to worship those lords who controlled me before. Today, the greatest warning from Jesus is that if we can't overcome evil by good, means we have not been transformed and our minds have not been renewed. Actually, to overcome evil by good is not what human beings can do. Why? Because good is God Himself. Evil is Satan. Only Jesus Himself can overcome Satan, not us. Whenever we do not have Jesus as Lord and He is not beside us, we will surely be overcome by Satan. And once again, we fail in our journey of transformation. Transformed and be renewed in your mind, worship God, overcome evil with good is your only choice. Are you willing to enter into this intimate relationship with the Lord every day, every minute, and every second? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us the honor to worship you and to experience transformation. Help us to enter into an intimate relationship with you every day, every minute, and every second, so that we can overcome evil with good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration, encouragement, and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you to be transformed so that you can overcome evil with good? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.